You're listening to Femfluence Radio, created for women desiring more influence and affluence and are looking for other women who want the same. I'm your host, Jennifer Kemp, but you can call me Jen. I'm a serial entrepreneur and founder who's built 4 multi-million dollar companies. I'm also a mom to 3 amazing humans and a wifey to the self-proclaimed slay-at-home dad. Whoa, that makes me tired just saying out loud. On this show, we'll have the real BS-free conversations that every woman wants to have, but no one's talking about with the honesty we deserve. We'll chat on the intersection of too muchness and not enoughness, what aligned success looks and feels like, and what it takes to dismantle old systems, beliefs, and thinking that get in the way of what we really want. If you're an ambitious woman, looking for a collective that will support you as you grow into the next level leader you and everyone else knows, likes, and trusts, then stick around because you're already home and amongst friends. Now, let's go build longer tables together. Welcome, welcome! We're here and we're ready, yes? Well, in this first episode, I want to share what this show is all about and my vision for it, for us. Can I do that? Well, first let's start with, why is the name of this show Femfluence? Let's get to the old dictionary, okay? The word femme, F-E-M-M-E, was originally a Latin word from the word femina. And in French, femme directly means woman. Now, in modern language, it includes any person who identifies as a woman. So one other thing about why I chose this name is we use the spelling F-E-M-M-E with fluence because that me part, the M-E in the middle of it, is to note how we are the nucleus of the supernova that we are as women. And we're going to talk about all those things inside of this show. Now, the other thing you want to know about this show and us is we're a diverse community of women who are committed together to grow and include other women, period. Now, if you're not into that, this isn't your show. But if you've had a hard time connecting with other women or feel like you get along with men better, this is your show. Here's why. I am that woman. And I created this because I know and have learned how much we need each other. Also, this show will have grown woman conversations, meaning I won't be shying away from controversial topics that are keeping us from growing as leaders. Sometimes I'll even use language that you'll need to put your headphones on for, because what I'm committed to that me part in Femfluence is being fully me. And this podcast is allowing me to be fully expressed, which is very exciting for me. And I want you to feel the same as you're listening and you're having the dialogue with me and the community that we're building together. Now, this first season of Femfluence, I'm going to go over the ways that I've learned up to this point to grow what I call my Femfluence, how to create a clear blueprint for doing so in your life. And then I'll start inviting other leaders to teach us insights and tools to support our Femfluence in season 2. Now, what is this show ultimately about? It's about increasing the wealth and health of women and helping them lead. And even more so, helping us lead together when it makes sense to do so. So, how do I define Femfluence? You're going to hear me say a lot on this show, what's your Femfluence? Well, Femfluence is the unique superpower that you have, the thing that most highlights your gifts, talents, and skills. Now, I'll give you a little insight into mine. A lot of people have said, Jen, how can you see the future so well? Well, my Femfluence is I can smell the money in your business. I can smell if an idea is actually worth implementing. I can smell if an idea will actually turn into income. No joke. As a brand futurist and business strategist in both my former life as a marketing executive in the corporate world, and now founder of multiple companies that train and consult people on how to identify trends and leverage them, when I started to flex my femfluence in this area, my affluence and influence increased. But this show isn't just about making money and power for the sake of money and power. This is about the real stuff that matters, the impact we want to make, the lives we really want to lead, and the women we want to be known for. Although you may hear some very entrepreneurial themes in this show, be clear, this show is about leadership. So if you're working for a company or choosing to be the executive of your household, Femfluence is for you because all of us have it. We want you to access it every single day. Also, this show is about healing the 9-year-old girl in you. Yes. In fact, that 9-year-old girl, and you're going to find out over the next few episodes, how much the 9-year-old you is actually still making big decisions for you. And I'm going to tell you more about that as we journey forward on this show. Now, one of the things that's so cool about the world that we live in right now are what women are up to. Yes, the golden age of women's leadership is finally beginning to dawn. In fact, according to Inc.com, women are starting companies at 1.5 times the average rate in the United States. And the number of startups with one female founder has more than quadrupled in the last 5 years. We own 36% and more of all businesses according to the last major U.S. census, which is a jump of 30% from just 5 years earlier. So what that means in the world of women-led businesses isn't just that it's expanding. It means that what we're doing is a supernova, shedding diamonds of brilliance in every direction. And we show no signs of slowing down. And thanks to things like the women's empowerment movement, a new approach to business itself is also taking hold. One where women link arms instead of competing to create better lives and companies and to a better planet for future generations. That's what this show is about. My vision is for you, sister, to know that it's possible to lead and link arms and build longer tables for ourselves now and for generations to come. In fact, I believe it's our responsibility to learn how to work together so that we can do good things for our economy, do good things for the people that we serve, and do good things for society. Now, I've dedicated my life to empowering women business owners to reach for more impact, more income, more powerful, beautiful control over our destinies. And I've built programs, things like Master Brand and Momentum Pro, helping female entrepreneurs all over the world push their businesses into the 6- and 7-figure range with a mix of proven formulas, fearless strategy, and unabashed love and support. This podcast is all about teaching you how to use those strategies, your stories, and the systems to taking ownership of your life and your business and or career. My job is to help you see that you are the driver of your own life, that you can create prosperity and purpose in every single moment. And alongside this philosophy, I believe that women can step into their greatness whenever and wherever they choose. So I'm going to also be talking about things like how to build your own brands, building platforms that matter around your femfluence so that women everywhere can monetize their strengths and gifts and live a life of meaning and mattering. But you know, the biggest question that I get is not about business and not about how I earned my money. And that's another reason why I started this podcast. The biggest question that I get is, Jen, how the hell are you doing all of the things that you're doing? If you heard in my intro, I've built in the last 12 years four seven-figure and counting companies. I have a husband, the stay-at-home dad, and three kids. At the time of this recording, they are 22, 17, and 4. And yeah, that makes me a very busy person. Oh, don't forget my three four-legged family members. We have three rescue dogs. And the way that I do it all is what I really want to teach you in this first season. That's why I'm going to be the one really teaching in this first season, because I want to show you with an open book both the challenges and the joy that I found by living completely in my Femfluence. I just want to assure you that I am 100% not perfect, and that I do absolutely struggle with figuring out what the trade-offs that I have to do every day. But what I'm going to introduce to you are concepts and real practical things that you can do to make those trade-offs more peaceful in your mind, to make them cleaner and clearer. So I want to share a story with you right now, because it has everything to do with my decision to become the person I needed to be to create the life I have now. And it starts with my decision to marry Nathan, who is the stay-at-home dad, which, by the way, even though I'm the brand strategist in the family, he came up with that all by himself. And let me just say that this story is only part of the story, but it has everything to do with helping you understand how I get things done. See, when I decided to get remarried a few years ago, and that whole first story of the first marriage will come up, I'm sure, in this podcast. But when I decided to go into a relationship with another person, to be honest with you, I thought that I was going to be single the rest of my life after my divorce. I didn't believe that any man could handle me. I don't know if any of you relate to that, whether you're divorced, single, or currently married. I really believed that I was destined to possibly be an old maid, because every man that I had ever dated was either, frankly, someone I chose who didn't have the same ambition as me and didn't have the same goals and dreams that I had, or they tried to keep me from it. And so I was discouraged, to be honest with you, in my mid-30s, and thought, it's okay, because I have my business, I have my daughters, and I'm going to make this life, this next hemisphere of my life, feel incredible. And then Nathan came into my life. And after dating and figuring out that, yeah, this is somebody that I would really like to spend the rest of my life with, I knew really quickly that I had to figure out what I wanted in the relationship to still feel completely like me. My greatest fear was that I was going to not just lose myself in the process like I had in my first marriage. I wanted to make sure that my daughters didn't feel left out of the equation. And I wanted to make sure that I could still, again, be myself. And one of the things that we had to do right up front before we got married was to create agreements, to get crystal clear on our values together and individually in our family. And that included the two kids. See, our son wasn't here yet. And I'm going to break down how we actually identified our values and how it actually makes up everything we do today in another episode. We also had to learn how to renegotiate those agreements quarterly. And that's another episode all in its own, okay? But what it really came down to is when we decided to consciously couple together, I knew that Nathan wanted a specific thing for his life and I wanted a specific thing for my life. And I knew that being in the right relationship this round really was something that would support me in my ambition. And so we made the agreement that I would be the CEO of our businesses and he would become the CEO of our life. And we basically split duties like that. Now, let me just tell you that this agreement doesn't work for everyone, and not everyone should follow this path. The point I'm trying to make is that I wonder if you're even having these conversations with your partner, or if you're single and desiring a partner, what could this do to help you gain more influence and affluence in the world? If the person that you're with or you're wanting to attract could support you and you could support him or her in what they're doing. Now, this is a critical component of femfluence, is relationships. I talked about building wealth and health. Well, that's what I mean. Wealth in your pocketbook, wealth in your mind, health in your relationships, health in your body. We're going to address all of those things because they are all ingredients to what success looks like. And of course, I'm going to teach you how to make money because I'm really, really good at that. Now, let me give you I promise that this podcast is going to be very actionable as well. And I want to talk about a concept that is keeping you from your fullest expression of femfluence. And those are what I call tolerations. So tolerations are activities and mindsets that we have. Many of them are on autopilot, and we're allowing those tolerations to eat our time, energy, and money. So examples of tolerations are things like tolerating not having time to move your body and eat better, tolerating small tasks that you're really unqualified to do, tolerating that drama-filled friend or family member that eats up your time, but you don't know how not to be available for it, so you keep allowing yourself to be. You could be tolerating not having the amount of cash and investments you wish you had. Maybe you're tolerating not having great sex anymore. These are all tolerations that I've heard and I've experienced myself. And the list can get long. So the question I have for you, my friend, is what are some of the tolerations that you have? Because this is the first step to uncovering your femfluence. And to make it easy, guess what? I'm giving you a worksheet that you can use to identify and see clearly what yours are over in the show notes. But I just want you to be thinking about mentally right now as you listen in, what are those tolerations? And once you know what they are, then you can do something about them. And you can make different agreements and decisions for your life. In fact, one of my tolerations has followed me all the way from being a little girl. And it's also a big catalyst for why I started the Femfluence platform. Here's the thing though. I believe this one toleration is inside of every woman. But I'll share that all with you in the next episode. So make sure you tune in and I'll see you then. Thanks for listening to Femfluence Radio. If you resonated with this episode, please leave us a review and let other women know about it. Remember, we're building longer tables here. Follow us on Instagram at femfluence_official to stay in the conversation, and also visit femfluence.com to sign up and receive things I only give to our listeners and friends. I look forward to our next chat.